Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Here's some flowers for you. I think that you have earned these.
Oh, well, yeah.
Aren't they beautiful?
No, it's very sweet, but there's no petals.
Well, if you're going to be ungrateful about it, I mean, I'll just take them back. You don't want my flowers? I thought you liked stem cells.
No, no, they're good. They're fine. That's good.
You get my joke?
Yeah, no, it was grade B, and this is Stranger Still.
Welcome to Stranger Still, the podcast where we answer the questions you never thought to ask, not even once.
Nope.
You've never thought them.
Never even thought about it, punk.
Luckily, we're here for you. I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
And how are you feeling this week?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling pretty...
You feeling healthy?
Educatable.
Are you feeling like you could be healthier?
Yeah.
Feeling like some stem cell therapy might make you feel a little bit better?
Yeah, sure. It's a weird thing to...
You ever see that episode of South Park where Christopher Reeves, you know who he is?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
He was the guy that played Superman. He got paralyzed when he fell off of a horse.
Uh-huh.
And in the episode, he just like chugs down some baby spinal fluid.
Oh, yeah.
Starts walking around.
Mm-hmm.
Stem
mm-hmm.
cells are not like that.
Oh, okay. Well.
We're going to talk about stem cells today. And
okay.
There's an inherent controversy that comes along with stem cells. We're not going to dunk on anyone's beliefs because that's where the controversy comes from.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about you. I'm like so in the middle of this issue because I see both sides, because the one side doesn't want us messing with stem cells because like when you're getting them from embryos, you're destroying an embryo and they believe that life begins at conception. So you're taking a life. Whereas the other side's like, isn't this research great? We can cure Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that worth it? Et cetera, et cetera. I don't think we're going to take a side. I'm not.
Okay.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm a hard yes.
On what?
On making them and curing diseases.
Well, yes. Well, curing diseases is good, but like there are other ways to get stem cells, and I don't think that that's something that people realize, and I didn't realize it until we got...
Until you thought to ask the question.
Until I thought to ask... Well, we said we want to do an episode on stem cells, and one of our very nice listeners wrote in, because they're Catholic, and said, there's all kinds of stem cells. We're not against stem cells. We're against embryonic stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of other stem cells out there. And that's what's going to make this episode super cool, is that science has come a long way and we're able to circumvent a lot of the controversies around stem cells that were around in like 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Just within 15 years, we've come a long way.
Yeah, and circumcision goes back even further back
than
that.
And
yeah.
Circumnavigating the globe was limited to Christopher Columbus.
That's right. These are all the same meanings, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Circum, yeah.
You know what it means. I don't think you
circum is the stem word for all those other words.
Nice transition. So there's several reasons why talking about stem cells is cool. Other than like the advances we've made, the controversy hopefully will clear it up. But
yeah, let's solve it.
We're gonna solve all the controversy.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna stand clear of taking a side of the controversy, though.
I don't know.
Curing, well, okay,
we'll discuss it.
What I'm trying to say is, we're gonna focus on the cool stuff of stem cells, and it's not even gonna come close to the
uncool
controversies.
Stuff. Yeah. Okay.
So am I working this right?
I don't know. We're gonna see. You liberal leftist,
man.
I'm gonna judge your heart. Let's get into the facts, and we'll decide
okay.
if they're true or not.
So, besides the controversy, stem cells is like really new. We first discovered stem cells in 1981. Like, we had been doing things with stem cells, and they were working. We just didn't know why until we discovered them in mice in 1981. And then it wasn't until 19 years later, in 1998, that we figured out we can get human stem cells from embryos.
Wow.
That's, like, the first discovery of human stem cells.
We already invented Photoshop templates before we invented people templates.
Yeah. We had
cell templates.
CGI movies.
Mm-hmm.
So the adult, like the human stem cell research has only been around for 20 years and we've come a long way, which makes it a really interesting topic. At first there's embryonic stem cells. Now we've got adult stem cells, which is not controversial. for, I don't think anyone. If anyone's offended by adult stem cells, I'd be surprised as we get into it. There's other types that we'll hop into. Like, we can take other types of cells.
And
revert them into stem cells. They're not perfect. There's downfalls to all of these. And sometimes we just find them occurring naturally in our body. And that's just within 20 years, we've made, like, those three discoveries on stem cells.
Cool.
And one of the other reasons I want to bring this up is because I feel like I remember a lot of controversy in the early 2000s. There was a lot of conversation about it when George W. Bush got into office. And since then, it's kind of gone quiet. Like, people are still doing the research, and there's still controversy around it, but...
There's too much other horrible stuff going on.
That's true. But, like, there's all these advancements that I don't think people know about because it's just kind of fallen to the back burner. It was really hot for a little bit, and now it's just like, remember stem cells? No, not really.
Yeah.
So for those of our listeners out there that don't know what stem cells are, it's probably a good place to start. They're undifferentiated or undefined cells within our body that they just occur naturally. They're these powerhouse cells. They're just like nothing, and then they can become anything. They're like the ultimate transformer.
They're like little students.
Like the little students. I want to be an astronaut. That sucks. You're going to be a lung cell.
Yeah.
they occur most frequently in embryos because stem cells can become any type of cell. So a body has to start somewhere, and it starts with stem cells. So a baby starts off as two cells, and it needs to eventually become flesh and blood with
Gross.
Organs.
Gross.
Well, you're learning where babies come from.
Yeah, we've touched on this a couple of times before. I've always been curious.
It's a bad choice of words. It does that. It becomes a baby by taking a ton of stem cells and saying, you become lungs, you become a liver, you become skin, you become eyes, you become brain.
Yeah, dude.
Like, to different sections of the stem cells. And the reason we want to use them so bad in science is because what if we damage some part of our body?
Mm-hmm. We could be like a little starfish and we can grow it back.
Yeah. Like, what if we had cells that could become... the cells that we had damaged and then replace those damaged cells. Wouldn't that be great? That's what stem cells are.
I love them. I want to drink them.
That's not how it works.
I want some raspberry chia stem cells in my, you know?
That's oddly specific.
That's just the first flavor I came up with. No. Like the drink. Like, you put like little chia seeds in it. It's good for... called the runner's seed, Nick.
I'm pretty sure you're thinking of chia pets.
They were part of that.
I had one when I was a kid that was in the shape of a dog.
Yeah.
That's my only story about chia pets. I don't think it lived very long.
It would live along with stem cells.
I don't think that's how that works. But one other important thing to point out about stem cells is that they can replicate over and over without much degradation of the cell. So we've talked about senescence before.
Yeah.
The reason that we age is because our cells will divide, and when they divide, they make imperfect copies of themselves, and then those imperfect copies go on to make more imperfecter versions of themselves, and so on and so forth. Stem cells don't do that. They just divide and divide and divide almost endlessly and nearly perfectly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so, this ties into our Quest for Immortality episode too.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Well, this certainly dips into that. We can just put stem cells in a petri dish and in a controlled environment. We can tell them not to turn into certain types of cells and just duplicate over and over and just get a crap ton of these stem cells. And going back to 2003, stem cell research kind of hit a lull, at least in the United States, because Bush had banned a huge majority of the federally funded research. Like, mm-hmm. anything that had to do with embryonic stem cells was gone. Actually, I think that was in 2001. It's like right when
hit
LOL?
L-U-L-L,
okay. Not LOL. Oh, well, sure. Certainly wasn't funny. In 2005 and 2006, like, a bunch of bills got passed through the Senate. It was held by the Democrats at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
hit an LMAO.
Yeah. Rafflecopter. Fit that joke in there somehow. So they had passed it, and then Bush like vetoed like three or four bills that were trying to loosen stem cell restrictions. And finally, in 2009, you know what happened? Obama got into office. I thought you would know this.
Sure, yeah.
He was inaugurated in January 2009, right?
Yes, he did. Yes, we did.
Nailed it. he signed some executive orders that got a lot of the restrictions lifted. So it kind of a weird result of the Bush restrictions is that we were able to, because stem cells on the surface are awesome, so we want them. So a lot of scientists were trying to figure out other ways to get them that weren't through baby embryos.
Yeah.
And we got some cool ways to do that out of it. But taking a step back, we got to talk about where embryonic stem cells come from, because they're the most infamous one. They're also the most effective one and the easiest one to use when it comes to stem cell research. And you obtain them from human embryos. They have to be 3 to 5 days old. And at that point, they're called a blastocyst. Blastocyst. Something like that. Someone knows how to pronounce it. Okay. It's not me.
You'd Blastoids. Think that I
would... Blastoids. They become blastoids. And they got these cool water cannons on their back.
Mm-hmm.
The most common method of obtaining these are from embryos that were developed for in vitro fertilization. So they'll like start developing these embryos and implant them in the hopeful mother. And if it succeeds, they have all these leftover embryos that they don't need to use. So they'll like put them on ice until they know if the in vitro fertilization worked. And if they don't, the mother can decide, like, if they don't need the leftovers, the mother can decide to donate them to science. And that's where they would get embryonic stem cells.
Cool.
The problem with that, as I mentioned before, is that there are people out there that believe life begins at conception. So once those cells start multiplying, there's life.
Okay.
And
but is there science behind that, or is that like something we're not dipping into?
I don't want to dip into that. Maybe that's a different episode, but okay. Most of that stems from religion, which, unless you listen to last week's episode, we just don't dip into.
Yeah.
Because maybe there's science. I didn't do the research on it.
I did, a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah, so I don't know.
You want to go here?
I'm just going to say... look into the research as to what times and you know what times things form.
Yeah.
Because I think that, like, this has a bad rap. And that could be a really positive thing. But like you said, there's also other ways and methods of obtaining them that we're going to talk about.
We're still developing ways, and all these other ways that I'm going to get to are getting better.
Yep.
And I have my own beliefs on it as well, but maybe we can save that for our bonus episode this month. If you want to know our opinions on embryonic stem cells and stem cell research in general, give us $5 a month at strangerstillshow.com/shop. That'll take you to the Patreon page. Is that are we shilling at this point?
No, that's important to
it's
do.
Totally appropriate. Yeah.
You ever hear the song Give Me $20?
Yeah. No.
No fighting in the club, so give me $20. Give me $20.
Never heard this in my life.
Yeah, well, I'll make up our own version.
Okay. Sounds good. Where was I?
Give me $20.
So anyway, no, not that. The problem with embryonic stem cells, again, is that when they take the stem cells, the embryo is destroyed. And just to reiterate what one of our listeners wrote in, said they're Catholic, and there's this common misconception that all Catholics don't like stem cell research and they're against it.
Yeah.
That's simply not true, because I've talked about this enough already. There's a bunch of other types of obtaining stem cells, and they're all for it.
Yeah.
Because they come from us, or they come from consenting adults.
Yeah.
And they don't destroy
it was really sweet.
An embryo.
She wrote us a really sweet message that we should probably read some of it too, if I could pull it up.
Yeah.
But it was basically like, here's my beliefs, and we're not anti-science.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Yeah. So before we get there, I should also say that the biggest benefit of embryonic stem cells is that, one, they can be frozen and used later pretty reliably. Two, they take on the form of any type of cell. That's not always the case as we get into some of these other methods. And the third one is that they can multiply really well in a petri dish. Like, it's super easy to make a good supply of these, whereas some of them, it's not that easy to duplicate them. They don't naturally duplicate like these types of stem cells do. So there's three other methods of obtaining stem cells that we'll go over super briefly.
Mm-hmm. One, you can steal them.
Yes. Two, you can get them from
people.
The dark web.
Mm-hmm.
And three, carnival prizes. Who knew?
Yeah, it was really weird. It's only in certain states.
Yeah. Wisconsin's one.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is the other.
Mm-hmm.
And Alaska.
Yeah, who knew?
Yeah.
They have so many other restrictions on things, but well, plentiful. You can even get some drinks there at the carnival. Chug them down. Live longer.
So if you've ever been to a carnival in Wisconsin and you've wondered why all of the carnies are incredibly attractive.
Yeah, really young.
Yeah.
Very shiny.
And spry.
Yeah. Got to wear sunglasses or they're... The spry, glimmering faces will blind you.
Yeah. So the first type of obtaining stem cells isn't a carnival game. It's called adult stem cells or somatic stem cells. There's a few other names they might go by, but these are already found in existing tissue in our body. Sometimes it's like in the outer areas of like muscle tissue or organ tissue.
Mm-hmm.
We find it a lot in bone marrow. So when you hear of a bone marrow transplant, what they're actually doing is they're transplanting the stem cells found in bone marrow into someone else's bone marrow. Stem cells. Did you ever know that bone marrow transplant involves evolve stem cells?
Yeah, I think that the day that I learned that bones had a gooey center.
Like gushers.
Like a nice fruity gooey center, it really just changed my life. And yeah. I don't know if I'm comfortable anymore being a human.
There's a skeleton inside of you right now.
That's the spookiest thing you've ever said.
No, but these are found in our body because they're used to naturally repair your own body. Mm-hmm. So you might have a surplus of them and you can take them, identify them, and transplant them into someone else. And it's been used to fight leukemia, a lot of, I think, blood disorders or blood cancers like leukemia. There's two major downfalls to it, and one of them is that they're pretty specialized. So if you take somatic stem cells from someone's bone marrow, you can only use it as bone marrow. Like, you can't use it to repair someone's spinal cord or something like that. The other downfall is that it's really hard to identify the stem cells. Like, you're just looking at a bunch of cells, and you can't just look at it and say, oh, that's a stem cell. There's a lot of, like, qualifiers that you have to look for to determine whether
you have to, like, interrogate them.
Yeah, that scene in Meet the Fockers. Meet the Parents. That's the one.
Well, the first one, yeah.
Yeah. I always forget. Everyone forgets the first one because it's such a generic title. No one can forget Meet the Fockers, right?
I don't know. Was that a good movie, though?
I doubt it. I've never seen it.
Okay.
Enough about Ben Stiller. To this date, yeah, it's helped with leukemia, and hopefully people are trying to use it to help immune system disorders. Like, I don't know if that means HIV or AIDS, or just, like, there's some allergic reactions that people can get thanks to their immune system, but they're hoping to use it for that as well. The next method is, I mean, kind of grosses me out, but it's umbilical cord or amniotic fluid stem cells.
Oh, it's like Go-Gurt. You just get those out of there.
Oh, stop it. You know, I had to cut one of these umbilical cords once. And Why would you do that? Up and down. I wasn't going to do it. And then the doctor's like, here you go. And I was like, oh, I can't say no.
Oh, so man. Did you use those fun zigzag scissors that you get in kindergarten?
No, they're flower patterns.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Just ask my daughter. You can look at her belly button and it's got those. What were those scissors called?
I don't know.
Crazy cuts or something?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
That's rad.
I was obsessed with those in, like, first grade.
Yeah. Little did you know. You'd bring your daughter into a world with them.
They never cut well. Like, you'd get, like, one cut in and then, like, get caught on the end of the scissors. You'd have to, like, shake the paper out. Did you ever have that? Okay. So I bet you can guess where umbilical cord and amniotic fluid stem cells come from.
Yeah, I could.
Do you want to take a stab? No, no? Okay. These have also been used to treat leukemia and other blood conditions. The benefit of these is that they're more flexible than adult stem cells.
Mm-hmm. They're young and limber.
They are. They're spry. If you look at them without the
sunglasses, they look like a carny in Wisconsin.
Yeah. They can be frozen and used later. The biggest downfall is that we don't understand fully how flexible they are. Like, we don't know what extent we can use them to.
Yeah.
And we don't know if we can use them for everything we can for with amniotic stem cells.
Well, it's hard to identify them. Like you said, they mix in. So all we could do is yell, do a flip.
Yeah. And if they do,
they're very flexible.
Or they're wearing sunglasses. The last method is the coolest one. You already knew about this. I didn't know about this. And that's induced pluripotent stem cells, or IPS.
Yeah.
I'm just going to refer to them as IPS from now on. It's a lowercase I, though. I don't know why they always spell it with a lowercase I, capital P and capital S. Beats me. It's pretty complicated. So
we should ask a scientist sometime.
Yeah. Like, do you know any scientists?
Yeah, I think that Vignola fella.
Is he affiliated with our network at all?
I think he's on flyingmachine.network. Yeah.
Yeah. So this whole method is, like, really complicated, so I'm really sorry if I messed this up. So basically what they do is they take normal body tissue, like skin cells or...
A sneeze.
Ew.
Yeah. Those are germs. Sneeze in a petri dish. Like, there's cells. Those are germ cells, right?
Those are really gross, though.
I'm going to sneeze in a petri dish and cure my lung cells or something.
Yeah, that's how it works. So basically what they do is they CRISPR gene edit it, which I think we've talked about before. Yep. I can't remember what extent we've talked to that.
I do, because you horrified me when you said you're going to turn my brain into dog intestine.
Oh, gross. Why did I say that?
I don't know.
I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, I do.
It obviously left a mark on you.
I'll never forget it.
So the Cliff Notes version, in case we didn't go into this, is they take a hollow virus that's not going to do any harm. They tell it to seek out a certain line of DNA, cut it out, and replace it with a different line of DNA. And by doing this, they can turn what was a regular cell into almost a stem cell. It's not a perfect stem cell. cell, but it's pretty similar. I don't think they duplicate as well. I think that's the biggest downfall. The other downfall is that it's really complicated.
Yeah.
Like, this sounds complicated, but the success rate of being able to convert cells is really low as far as we've been able to develop today. There was one study, I didn't see what year this was, but the success rate was 0.01 to 0.1% of the cells were converted successfully.
Oh, man.
So you take, what is that, 1,000 cells, one of them will successfully be converted. Somewhere between 1,000 and 10,000. One of those will be successful.
It sounds like, how long ago was that study?
I didn't get a year on it, but it would have been pretty recent.
Cool.
Within the last 20 years.
Yeah, everything's in the last 20 years. It sounds like this method might become easier over time, hopefully. Yeah,
hopefully. But the downfall of all of these is duplication. Like, they just don't duplicate well in a petri dish. They're harder to convert to the cells you want. So there's not, they talk about plasticity. Some of them can turn into any cell. Some of them can only turn into certain cells. And some of them, like the adult stem cells, can't change at all. So, or they have one type of cell that they become, and it's blood or tissue or whatever. So, however you got them, those stem cells, you got them at a carnival, on the dark web, whatever, the main objective is to convert them into the type of cell you want, and you transplant that into a patient, and the goal is to cure their ailment.
Yep.
That's why we want these.
Or, there's other reasons that people get them. Like, I know on the dark web, there's this one guy, there's this guy that was like...
He gets dank memes
for him? He was stealing his mail. He's getting his mail stolen.
Yeah.
So we got some stem cells.
Yeah.
Turned it into a prison cell, locked his neighbor up.
That's harsh.
Mm-hmm.
It's a quick way to get 25 to life. Stop it. Don't look at me. So I'm
waiting for it to get funny. Hold on.
Okay. It has to age.
Mm.
Prison jokes are never funny. So I've gone over things that we've done very briefly that we've done current day with stem cells, like curing blood diseases and leukemia. It's also being used for pain management in osteoporosis or arthritis. It's also helping with immune system disorders, which is awesome. There's only been, this was as of January 2016, there's 10 treatments approved involving stem cells, according to this one article. So there's a lot of room to go with this research. Down the road, they hope to cure heart diseases. Like, if you have a heart attack, that damages a lot of the cells, so they hope to be able to repair some of those cells. Of course, we hope to cure neurological diseases like Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, stuff that deals with your spinal cord, like even having paralyzed legs or a whole body. Pretty much every facet of science wants in on stem cells.
Yeah.
Some doctors are hoping that they can restore insulin production in diabetic patients. Mm-hmm. For more cosmetic purposes, it could help cure aging, of course, repair your damaged cells. It can also heal damaged organs. My point is that this has come a really long way in just 20 years and under several years of restrictions in the United States. So I'm pretty excited to see where this goes. I think we can come a long way.
Yeah. Aren't you excited to be an old man and just to learn about science news?
Yeah. There's a whole, Science Daily is a website. I think that's what it is. I go there a lot. Some of their articles are questionable, but they have a whole section of their website.
Futurology and stuff?
No, just stem cells.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So any news about stem cell development, there's a whole section on it.
That's cool.
There's I don't know, current news and health and then stem cells.
Dang.
It's just so, I guess there's a lot of developments just for that one area. Basically, if there's a disease or condition out there that's caused by bad cells, people hope to cure it with stem cells. And one thing I had a hard time finding, and I'm glad I finally did, was how you tell a stem cell what cell to become. That's one thing I've always been curious about. And in nature, they found that stem cells know what to become based on chemicals released by nearby cells most of the time.
Is this going
to
be adorable? Are they going to put them with little papa cells to guide them?
Well, I think it's more sanitary than that.
Okay,
more, I don't know what you want to call it, but... In nature, like when you're a baby, the two cells join together and start forming all these stem cells. While they're doing that, they're also releasing chemicals, and the stem cells say, oh, now I know that I need to become, I don't know,
a baby
skin.
Human.
I need to become a foot.
Okay, yeah.
Or I need to become a bone, that sort of thing. So stems are, I guess scientists are trying to do the same thing. They're trying to discover what chemicals are going to trigger these stem cells to become hair or a nose or whatever, whatever they need, a heart.
You know.
So that's where a lot of the research lies, is trying to figure out what chemicals are going to do that.
So are these naturally occurring chemicals?
Yeah, they're produced by our cells as they're going along, just doing their thing.
Okay, and then like when we create, you know, when they start getting really creative and they use like Mountain Dew as the chemical and we start creating superheroes, can we revisit this episode?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It'd be like My Hero Academia. Everyone's supers now.
Yeah. Mountain Dew Man.
I'd rather be a Phantom Man. I'd be fantastic.
I don't know. I think I'd probably want to be a villain. I'd be Mountain Don't.
You ever notice, I asked my wife this morning, because we just went and saw Incredibles, and like everyone has really cool names,
mm-hmm.
like Frozone or Elastigirl or Tradewinds or Void, spelled all cool, and then it's just Mr. Incredible. Like, he's got the most boring name. Like, you couldn't come up with anything better?
Yeah, I guess so, huh? Yeah. Is that built into the story? Is that a spoiler?
No.
How
they never explore
himself?
That.
His origin story?
No, they don't, and I would hate it if they did.
Or is a surname?
Yeah, it's passed down from his father. Like My Hero Academia. So all of this sounds great. Like, we can cure anything.
Live
no problems.
Longer.
Yeah, but that's like way too optimistic for the show. So we got to end on a bummer note.
Oh, good. Okay.
There's some downfalls. It's not like super bummerific, but there's downfalls to this that we need to address. Like in instances where we go to transfer the stem cells to a patient, the body rejects it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if you have a liver transplant or a heart transplant, the body will see it as foreign and the immune system will attack it and kill it, and you have an unsuccessful transplant. So they're trying to figure out ways around that, just like we are for everything else we transplant. We can also...
So that happens often. When your body fights back, does it mean being too efficient at fighting invaders?
Sometimes, yeah.
Could you use an immune suppressor? I wonder if they
but that's probably really dangerous.
Yeah.
The other thing that we need to figure out is kind of related. We need to figure out how to get these stem cells to integrate with the body. So like I said, with that episode of South Park with Christopher Reeves, like, you can't just drink it and it cures whatever.
Mm-hmm.
One website, this is a direct quote from them. They said, for example, if cardiac cells are implanted, they must be able to be in sync with the patient's own heart cells. For a patient who suffers from neural-based diseases, any neural cells must integrate into the complicated network of natural neural cells if they are to be effectively function and replace damaged cells. So, like, they have to be compatible with your already existing brain cells, or they have to beat perfectly with your existing heart cells, or they just aren't going to work. So we have to figure out ways around that. Pretty much with any organ in your body, you're going to have that kind of issue. And the last sort of bummer downfall is that it can be really counterintuitive. Like, we're trying to cure cancer with this stuff, but it can also cure or cause cancer. Because one thing that stem cells do really well is they multiply over and over and over really, really fast. That's also what cancer cells do.
I would think it would be around cancer cells, get the chemical from it, and decide to become it.
Yeah, it's possible. So in a lot of these transplants, we see the patients get tumors and cancer from it because we haven't been able to figure out how to tell them to stop growing. Just stop, dude. Chill out.
Yikes.
So that's another one of the biggest downfalls of this. And I don't know. Maybe it'll take another 20 years. Maybe it'll take 20 days. Who knows? But I don't know. I don't think anyone's against stem cells because, like, obviously there's promising science with it. It's just trying to find the right ways to do it to make everyone happy.
Mm-hmm.
Or just make no one happy. I don't care. Whatever. Yeah. This world's...
Just destroy it with stem cells.
Yeah.
I just want to make superheroes and live longer.
Well, how about after this break, you can tell me what type of superhero you would be?
Yeah, and
you can read our message from our listeners. Well.
Sure, and also what flavor of stem cell drink I'd like to chug from my local grocery store.
Be like BioShock.
Yeah, get a little telepathy.
The network has added a brand new show this week. Mm-hmm. It's called the Pot Stir Podcast, and with Jessie, and she talks a lot about politics and religion through a pretty interesting lens. So if that sounds at all interesting, I think you should go check it out. There's also more details on the network Facebook page, which you should be there anyway for all these updates. It's a really great podcast. Jessie's a great host.
Yep.
And I'm excited that we have a brand new show on the network. That's always exciting when we grow a little bit. So Go check that out. And I don't know if you know this.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners probably know this. I've heard us say it a million times.
You think that I wouldn't?
Yeah.
What is it?
You can find us at StrangerStillShow.com.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can also find us at Facebook.com/group/StrangerStill. That's where all the fun happens, folks.
Yep.
You want to know what we're going to cover for the rest of the month?
You better get in there and check that calendar out.
If you want to help us decide what we're going to cover in the following month, we'll put up a poll every month and we'll take the top results. And that's our topics for a month.
Yep. Like pickened by you.
I saved the top voted one for the last episode of the month, and it is next week, which is Hollow Earth Theory.
Yep.
Which I am... a little nervous for. I kind of looked into the research, and I don't know if it's going to last half an hour, so we'll see when we get there.
We could talk about other hollow things.
Yeah, like Cadbury cream eggs.
Yep, all those have cream in them.
Yeah, we talked about this last week,
did.
Didn't we?
Yeah, I'm talking about the hollow bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the only other hollow food.
Yeah.
Name another.
You can't. Coconuts.
Nope, they got milk in them.
Empty them out.
Yep.
That rule applies to everything.
So... All right, what do we...
Do you want to read that message from our sweet, sweet listener?
Yeah, so this is from Dominique, who's in our group, and she sent me a message.
Hi, Dominique.
Hello. That was,
oh, saying hi to her.
That was her saying hello to you.
Oh, thank you, Dominique.
Like, I'm sure she would say it back if she had the opportunity. Hey, John, I'm a fan of the podcast. Happy face. Very happy face, not just the regular smile. Like, there's some teeth.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
You guys make me laugh and learn stuff. Great fun. You mentioned during an episode of Stem Cells one day. I wanted to offer you some info you might find useful to you. I love the way you guys tackle tough issues with both openness and honesty. Oh, weird. Thank you. The open-mindedness.
I was told that I'm closed-minded, John.
I know. That's why I mentioned it.
I don't have a grudge. Keep going.
I know that you guys like to try and hear present different sides, even though you disagree. As a Catholic theology nerd, I love to hear you guys present what the Catholic teaches about stem cells in a fair, which I know you will, way. A lot of people misunderstand Catholic bioethics about this. This article explains it well, so I don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
The basic gist is that since we believe that human life starts at conception, we believe that embryos have the same human rights as babies, mm-hmm. adults, and old people. It's just another stage of life. Because of that, there are some forms of embryonic stem cells research we oppose because it destroys a human. But most forms of stem cells research are A-okay. Mm-hmm. So she just kind of went through that. Went a little bit longer. But then she also said, didn't know about beta.
Yeah.
So
you're welcome, Tommy. Or sorry, I don't know which one to go with.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Yeah. So, thank you, Dominique. I like getting messages like that.
It was awesome. Yeah, she was so sweet. She sent more stuff.
Yeah. So I do have one more question before we close out this
show. Okay, okay, okay.
And that is, if you could have a superpower, what mm-hmm. would it be?
The superpower to abstain, to obtain stem cells at any time. But I only get it by the initial drinking of stem cells.
Yeah.
So then I'd be able to find more. And then I'd never be thirsty.
Yeah. Right? How about something more traditional, like flying or invisibility?
Okay,
or
fine.
Something?
I could turn either. Let's see. I could grow my fingernails really fast.
Why?
That'd be a good one.
Why?
I could sell them. I don't know.
Have you watched the movie Mystery Men?
Yeah, where he's invisible only in the dark.
That's when people aren't looking.
Yeah.
I love that movie. That's just what you remind me, though, because there's that audition scene.
Yeah.
They get all these, like, the waffler, and it's Dane Cook with a waffle iron.
Yeah, no, that sounds like it's a good one. I remember you said you had it. We should rewatch and see if it's still funny.
No, I doubt it. I really doubt it.
Maybe it doesn't hold up.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's your superpower going
to
be?
I think that I would like to...
have glow-in-the-dark teeth, so you can always brush your teeth with the light off, and you don't have to get, like, bright lights in your face.
Sure.
Because then you don't have to turn... like, you don't need to buy a nightlight.
You know, okay, this is a really lame superpower.
Okay.
But after I became a parent, I would really like to have night vision, because sometimes my daughter just carries blocks around the house, and, like, I get up in the middle of the night to go pee, and all of a sudden, like, I kick a block, and I'm like, damn it!
Yeah.
And then I'm, like, walking a little bit longer, and then I step on that block, and I'm like, damn it! And then I stumble over, and I, like, kick the side of the bed, and then Shelby's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, it's your daughter's fault.
Yeah.
I would like to have night vision.
Why don't you just paint all your stuff with glow-in-the-dark?
No.
Okay, fine. Change your eyeballs with stem cells.
Yeah.
I'm still John.
I'm still Nick.
And this is Stranger Still.
I give you the incredible flying machine.